This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv. I
want to welcome Jonathan Nostrand, founder and CEO of a company called Ivy, I-V-E-E.
I-V-E-E.
Yes, Ivy. And you're based in Los Angeles.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. What have you got for us here?
We've got a voice-controlled talking alarm clock, and her name is Ivy. She's almost like your digital personal assistant.
I don't know if I like her yet. A talking alarm.
She's almost like a cousin to Siri.
Siri's cousin. Gotcha. Siri's first cousin.
Siri's first cousin, but with like a more specific agenda, such as setting the time and the alarm. It makes it incredibly simple. When you first plug her in, she kind of walks you through a setup and ask you to set the time, and in a matter of minutes, you've got the time set all by your voice.
Well, let's take a look here, if we can pull it up on the camera.
Sure.
On the right-hand monitor is what you're actually going to see. And we get a little bit of glare off the light. Perfect, perfect. Okay. So what was the inspiration for this? What problem were you trying to solve?
You know, it solves a lot of problem. I mean, it's honestly for everyone. Diaper to diaper, we say. But, I mean, the biggest benefit is that you don't have to see the time when you need to ask the time. So you could be laying in bed. All you need to say is, hello, Ivy, and she'll respond to one of 35 voice commands. So you can ask for the time, the temperature, the date. And what's really cool is that when the alarm turns off in the morning, you can say snooze or alarm off, or turn off the alarm.
I'm not that awake in the morning to even get those words out of my mouth.
If you just grunt, it'll snooze.
So you have, does Ivy have a specific vocabulary?
She does.
That you teach?
It works right outside the box. You don't need to teach it. Whereas a lot of devices you do, I mean, it's a very advanced speech recognition chip that we're using. It's a 16-bit DSP. And basically, what you plug it in, and it will work with anyone that has North American English, that speaks with North American English.
Okay. And is this available now?
Yes, you can buy it at Brookstone for $49.99.
Okay.
It's also available on our website at helloivy.com. It's spelled I-V-E-E. Sharper Image, as well as Hammaker Schlemmer, and a variety of other catalogs and websites.
Exactly.
Can you make it work?
Yeah, well, I'm just looking here. You've got daylight time. You've got, what's IVR Touch?
IVR Touch actually turns it on from listening to the trigger word Hello Ivy or just putting it in touch mode. You know, at our booth, we actually have a nice soundproof area that makes it it's a little bit difficult for Ivy to hear you with all this noise and commotion.
Yes.
But it still works quite well if I still speak to it, you know, right up to the device. You want me to run you through a little demo?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I'm gonna talk a little bit over it. Now, you don't normally need to do this. It's just because of the ambient noise. So we'll try to see if it works, but
okay.
We'll see if she's a good girl today.
If you can pull that up on the other camera there, we'll take a close look at it.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
Oh, we got another mic right up there.
We'll pull a mic right up to the side here. So does Ivy talk back, or does Ivy just... Ivy will tell you the time.
Yeah, no, she'll talk back to you. So if I...
Good afternoon. Command, please.
Set alarm one.
Please tell me the time you would like alarm one to sound. For example, 7:30 a.m.
6:45 p.m.
Alarm one is set for 6:45 p.m.
There she is.
Voice
she
control
works.
Technology at its best.
What do you think, Courtney?
You said if I am in bed and I don't want to turn over because sometimes that wakes me up too much.
Sure.
And I want to know what time it is. We've been talking about my... it's not really jet lag. It's just a time zone change from coming over here. I'm East Coast time. And I don't want to know what time it was when it was 3:30 in the morning and I was wide awake because my body thought it was 7:30.
Yeah, I think we could go ahead and switch back here a little bit because Courtney was complaining about... What was your expression about 3:30 in the morning? I just wanted the camera to catch that when you were...
I didn't want to wake up at 3:30 in the morning. It was 7:30 back at home. What was my expression? Tell me, I need to redo
your,
this.
Your expression was not a happy one.
No, it's a disgusting time to be awake unless you're just still awake.
So right now I can turn on her night light so the viewers can actually see the display. You can...
Command, please.
Night light.
Okay.
So now she's a little bit darker.
She's a little bit. Oh, all right. Now back to the other camera there, Mike, if you
sure.
could, please. All right. So the display has dimmed.
Yeah, it was dimmed before. So, I, for example, I hate sleeping with any light in the room. Mm-hmm. So we need it so the LCD completely shuts off, the LEDs turn off, and then you can, you know, when you say Hello Ivy Nightlight, it turns the backlight back on, and then you can actually adjust it right here. You could dim it if you'd like, and then get it brighter if you want as well.
Sure, sure. In order to be able to bring that back up.
Yeah.
So where could people go? I mean, you said a Sharper Image.
Sharper Image, Brookstone. It's available at Brookstone right now, as well as our website, helloiv.com.
Okay.
And Hamaker Schlemmer.
Wow.
We have a different version that actually has a radio, so you could say Hello Ivy, play radio. And all our products have sleep sounds. For example, Digit, this is the $49.99 version, has three sleep sounds. And the sounds were actually designed to induce a state of relaxation. Mm, so they play like alpha waves, beta waves that really mellow you out and calm you down. And they're really nice MP3 quality sleep sounds. So it's a cool little guy.
Excellent. Jonathan, thanks very much for coming by and sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
With your product.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, alpha sleep sounds.
I do. I go to sleep sometimes with ambient noise or you know, like some crickets or like it's like I'm camping.
Yeah, just like you're camping.
But not really.
But not really.
Glamping. I've got this website up here too if they wanted to take a look on the IVGA. Here is
if we could pull that up.
HelloIvy.com. Yeah. So your new other personal assistant. So we've got Siri, we've got Ivy, and what else can we add to the list
That's
here?
Right. We can add a number of things to the list. Need to talk with you about GoDaddy. And, of course, GoDaddy has a new product called 4GH Hosting, which combines the power of cloud computing at web hosting prices. And what does that mean? That means that you're able to guard against distributed denial of service attacks. And most importantly, if you're successful, you know, one of the problems in podcasting or new media is that what happens if you're successful and your server can't handle it? And that's what this new GoDaddy product takes care of, mm-hmm. because it scales dynamically, dynamic traffic management, and a cluster of servers, not just a single server. Courtney, how many downloads did Tech Podcast have last year?
35 million.
You're fast. You can count them up just like that.
Very quickly, yes.
Yes. Well, there is a great value in GoDaddy hosting, 4GH hosting. Plans from $4.99 a month up to $9.99 a month. Just go to GoDaddy.com, check out the 4GH hosting details, and use CES2. And why would you do that?
Because you're going to save 25%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
this is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.